Hey, Carroll County, this is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5 down in Sykesville and Eldersburg, and I do have a special guest and I guess a neighbor of mine, so to speak, within the community down there, Ms. Roberta Windham, our chief administrator, the best chief administrator in the state of Maryland, may I add. But we're not going to let her talk just yet, even though she's chomping at the bit wanting to take up my entire 10 minutes. But we'll get there in a second. First and foremost, to everyone, hopefully everybody is either at this point had a wonderful 4th of July. It's all about family, yourself, your friends, your community, and hopefully you had the opportunity to be with each other and just remember your priorities with each other. I have been reflecting over time about the role I play as your commissioner. And I focus, I think, on the proverbial filling the potholes. Don't focus on the politics. Don't focus on the ambiguity and the subjectivity that surrounds us on social media and other places. But focus on the things that matter most. So as always, I'm asking you to let me know what matters most to you. What are the things you want fixed? You can always reach me at erothstein@carrollcountymd.gov or 443-569-9861, and let me know what's happening and what we can do. What I'd like to do is transition this to Roberta, and first, some opening words you would like to say.
Well, good morning, Carroll County. I hope you had a great 4th of July, safe and happy with your family, as Commissioner Rothstein said. We're well into the summer now. We had lots of wet and rainy spring, and now summer has sprung, and we're back into the hazy, hot, and humid that we get here in Maryland. So,
before I get into a specific area of concern that's very important to me, and I know also with you on applying our resources, I'd like to kind of first open up, what keeps you up at night? what are the highlighted challenges that you see right now?
Yeah.
And talk about putting, this is not scripted, and putting her on the spot is what I do best.
Well, there are many things. And of course, I'm going to walk out of here 5 minutes from now and I'm going to say, oh, I should have said, right? But things like making sure that we have enough staff, the right staff to provide the services to the county residents that they deserve, expect, and that we are able to continue on giving the high quality service that we've been giving for years.
How many staff do we have?
So we have just around 800 actual commissioner employees, and we have about 1,300 people on payroll. So there are some other organizations that are on county payroll that don't directly report to the commissioner's office, but maybe report to another elected official like the sheriff or the state's attorney or the courts, things like that.
You know, if I take the concept filling potholes and look at the infrastructure of Carroll County, like the body. And if you see something broken, you can fill the pothole and you can fix it. There are those invisible wounds that are behavioral and social. And I'd like to get, honestly, your thoughts. How are we applying our staff to some of those behavioral, social, aging communities? What are we doing? What can we do more?
Well, I think it's very clear if you look around the world today that mental health is a huge issue. And the county does have a role in that through a couple different ways. One, we are a partial funder, at least, of the Carroll County Health Department, which is a state agency, but the county is required to fund some of their services. And they have a behavioral health authority that about half of their business, so to speak, is dealing with behavioral health issues, suicide prevention, drug addictions, other things that affect the county. And then we have our Citizen Services Department, run by the wonderful Stellene Steckel and her staff, that definitely have a behavioral health aspect, whether it's helping to find a permanent home for someone who is unhoused or homeless at the moment or is in danger of becoming homeless. Mm-hmm. Many times there are behavioral health, addiction, other kinds of problems with those people. Or in our aging population, unfortunately, there are many challenges mentally with our aging population, depression, having lost loved ones, loneliness, things like that. And our aging staff does a great job trying to help people through those as well.
Yeah, they do. And health services, citizen services, social services, which is also a state agency, all coming together. But like I've said, I can't do it all from the dais. I can't see everything. We have boards, we have commissions, we have volunteers around the community, tying it all together. is, I think, what we do really well here in Carroll County. Can you just share your thoughts on that? Like, over time, what are we doing and how are we doing it better? And then what do you think we need to do more of?
Right. So as I talk with counterparts across the state, I am constantly asked, how do we get X done, whatever X subject may be? And I find the answer is usually because we're very connectional. And Commissioner, you know about this. We just have great relationships, whether it's, you know, on the elected level between the delegation and the commissioners or the towns, or on the elected levels, or whether it's at the staff level. We work very closely with all the town staff, with the various state agencies, as you mentioned, Department of Social Services, Health Department, and others, as well as our robust nonprofit community. We have very great nonprofits in the county, and we work together. There's a committee called the Continuum of Care, for example, that has a lot of arms and legs. A lot of people regularly attend these meetings, and they tackle these very issues and try to find solutions for all these different social problems that we have today.
Yeah, I agree. And I always believe that I can be mentored by my elders. I can be mentored by my children and my peers. I also get the opportunity to reflect on what folks say at different times. And this one young lady from the health department the other day, I think it was last week, used the word braided. Mm-hmm. And our services and the things we do are braided. And that's such a cool word, because it's not an Afghan, or not an Afghan, a quilt, excuse me, where pieces are sewn together, but they are separate, except for the stitching. And we say that we're quilt, you know, but we're so much more than that here in Carroll County, as we're braided together and we're getting the good ideas, but not just not ideas, but actions from so many working together. And I think the curriculum of care is a good, you know, way of describing that.
Yeah. And braided. I love that word.
You were sleeping during that part.
Yeah, I did. I think I was getting my daughter married at the time.
You
actually
were getting your daughter married.
Anyway, because it's also, it gives you a good visual of, you know, everyone knows what a braid looks like. And that really is very true. Our services aren't just, you know, independent of one another, and maybe they go to a meeting once a month, but they're actually intertwined with one another in a really cohesive, strong way. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many things we could be talking about, and, you know, we could be talking about the organization and all these. I mean, it's so cool just to pick a topic, mm-hmm. something that's kind of, we can focus our attention on, get a few of us together and say, okay, what are we doing? Where did we come from? What are we doing today? And what else can we do to make tomorrow better? Fortunately, Carroll County, we do it, like I said, we do it so well because we're always figuring out ways to connect with each other and build on these programs that exist. For me, a lot of it deals with behavioral and social health and mental health. And I just want to get your perspective on that. So in closing, you get the closing words, except for the three I say at the end. But what are your thoughts?
Well, I just think Carroll County is a wonderful place to work and live. I think we have a great offering of services, whether it's cleaning the water or paving the roads or housing the homeless people. Everything that we do, we try to do with excellence and a real customer focus involved. And I think county staff takes a lot of pride in providing those kinds of services and at that high a level. And I'm just pleased every day I get to come to work and work with these wonderful people. And I really appreciate the time that I've been able to be county administrator.
As you know, the way I believe in you and think of you as a rock star here in our community. And fortunately, we're blessed to have you part of this team. And you've been on this team for quite some time. And as always, hopefully everyone has a great day. And the three words is life is good. Thank you.